This was during our school's winter break. It was the day after Christmas, and I had a part-time job at our town's pizza shop. This place was pretty popular, and it felt like pretty much every kid at my school also worked there. Being so young, though, every paycheck made me feel like I was rich, so I always agreed to work whenever they needed me. I thought it wouldn't be that busy this day, because everyone would be staying home with their families still, but I couldn't have been more wrong. Around dinner time, all the indoor seats were taken up, and we were getting tons of delivery orders. My job was to greet and seat people, or do deliveries if needed. Around 8, my manager told me to start taking deliveries. I did a quick one, then picked up another from the kitchen and got back on the road. It was a single pizza to be delivered at a home 20 minutes away. At least the roads weren't busy. They were actually really dead, like barely anyone was outside, which was a very odd change of atmosphere from being inside the pizza shop. Snow was lightly falling down, really only visible under the streetlights. It was so peaceful, I actually drove the speed limit and tried to soak it in, knowing what waited for me back at work. Eventually, I got to the customer's house, though. It wasn't really in a neighborhood. It was directly off the side of the road, with its own long gravel road leading up to it. The house was surrounded by snow-covered trees and had over-the-top Christmas decorations all over their house and front yard. They hadn't plowed their driveway, though, which made it difficult to find a place to park without getting stuck. I did the best I could, then got out with their order. One thing I noticed when walking up to their house was that while all the outdoor lights and decorations were turned on, not a single light inside was on. At least from what I could see from the front of the house. But as I walked closer, I realized there were shoe prints in the snow going up to the front. I figured it was the owner, obviously. When I got up to the porch, though, the shoe prints didn't go up to the door. They went around to the side of the porch. I thought that was weird, but hey, it was none of my business anyway. I knocked on the door. It was pretty cold out there, so after 30 seconds, I knocked again. It was quiet outside, just the low breeze and falling snow, and yet I still heard nothing inside the house. I double-checked the receipt to make sure I needed the payment, then knocked for a third time. I mean, the shoe prints in the snow were fresh, so they had to be home. Getting frustrated and starting to shiver, I knocked one last time, very loudly, probably shaking the whole house. Still, nobody answered. After that, I gave up. I left and went back to my car, getting in and trying to turn it on, but it wouldn't start. The engine kept stalling. I swore under my breath as I tried relentlessly to get it going, only getting more frustrated by the second, and my hands getting colder and colder. Then I happened to glance up and saw a person standing outside the house. They were completely bundled up, boots, jacket, snow pants, everything. I got out of my car.
"Hey, did you order the pizza? I've been out here knocking on your door for 5 minutes.
They didn't say anything, but began walking toward me. It took me a few seconds to realize something wasn't right, and I got back in my car. The way they kept their pace, not hurrying or anything, gave me the impression that they knew I couldn't leave. And that's when I started to panic. I began dialing 911 as they approached my window. Just when the officer asked what my emergency was, they started speaking. He had a low, deep voice and kept asking if I needed help. How the hell would he know that? That only confirmed my suspicions. I told the officer what I could and how to get where I was. The man outside started getting impatient, moving faster and looking around like he was trying to find a way in. It was absolutely terrifying, sitting helplessly in my tiny car with this likely dangerous man outside, and only a thin window between us. I kept trying to get the engine running, praying for it to work. He then started reaching into his pockets, looking for something, but I could see the panic in his face when he couldn't find whatever he was looking for. He then punched the window a few times, trying to break it, before running back to the side of the house like he was going to get something. 2 minutes passed as I sat there, trying to decide whether to wait for the cops or leave my car and try to make a run for it. Then I saw the flickering blue and red lights in my mirror, and at the same time, the man showed up on the side of the house, holding something in his right hand. He saw the lights and instantly took off. I'm sure it doesn't need too much explaining as to what happened that night, but that man didn't live there. The owners were gone for the holidays, but the man had plugged in their decorations in the outlet outside the house to make it look like they were home. While I was on the porch, he tampered with something outside my car to keep it from turning on. I'm not a car guy, so honestly, I didn't really understand it. Likely, the man planned to kidnap me, but out of sheer luck, he must have dropped his knife or whatever tool he needed to break the window, so that's what he ran back to get. Nothing's for certain, of course, but that seems like the most likely case. Anyway, I stopped doing deliveries after that night. It was mid-January, and it was snowing every day here. I work from home, thankfully, so I didn't have to deal with the awful weather too much, aside from going to the grocery store and whatnot. Some of the days it was pretty bad, with heavy snowfall and gusts of wind. This day, I was in Zoom meetings all day for work, but my connection was really poor and not making for the best experience. Around 6, my connection had cut out completely, and I ended up just having to call it a night from work. The sun had already set by then, but I took my dog outside to use the bathroom really quick. The wind was so cold, it was painful. But while I was out there, I noticed a person standing near the road. They were just standing there, not doing anything, which is fine, but also strange in this kind of weather. I didn't stay out there long enough to really think about it, though. I hurried inside and warmed up, drying my dog's paws off and bundling up under some blankets on the couch. I turned on the news to play in the background, just in case there were any major updates or possible blizzards coming in. Only a few minutes went by when my dog suddenly perked up and a few moments later began growling at the front door. I didn't have any curtains open, so I couldn't see outside. I got up and walked over to the door. There was a guy walking around outside my front patio. I could see their shoe prints in the snow, going back and forth as if they'd been walking around for a couple minutes already. He went back and forth again, before walking to the side of the house and disappearing. After a minute, I went back to the couch. My dog, Gracie, was laying down again and didn't seem alarmed anymore. I wasn't really sure what to think about that guy walking around outside my house. It was odd, for sure, but enough to call the police over? Probably not. I just kept an eye on Gracie to see if she heard him again. The rest of that night, though, there wasn't anything else. I took Gracie out one more time around 10, and it was even colder and snowy outside, so surely nobody could be out here anymore. I then went upstairs to my bedroom and got ready, then hopped in bed and fell asleep. Actually, I'm not really sure if I'd fallen asleep yet, or was just about to, but I remember opening my eyes to seeing Gracie standing at the bedroom door. She was just staring at the door, head perked up and tail under her legs. I whispered her name, trying to call her over, but she didn't move. Gracie had always been nervous about strangers, but she'd never acted like this inside our home, so I knew something was up. I threw the covers off me and got out of bed, quietly walking to the door and putting my ear against it to listen. I don't know what I expected to hear, but it was quiet. I put my hand on the doorknob, about to unlock and open it, when someone on the other side twisted the handle. I stared in fear as it slowly moved back and forth. Someone was on the other side trying to open the door, and I was just moments away from unlocking it. I could feel my heart pacing faster, and at first I tried to stay quiet, but as the person started to get more aggressive with trying to open the door, I realized they already knew I was in that room. I ran to the bed, getting my phone and dialing 911 as I tried to look for some kind of weapon to defend myself with. It seemed like after I started moving around though, the person fell quiet, not trying to open the door and not moving in the hallway. Still, I grabbed my clothing iron from the closet and proceeded to tell the operator that I needed help. I want to say I waited 10 minutes for cops to arrive. They came in and found no one else inside. The front door was wide open though, probably lockpicked, and snowy boot prints were all over the hallways. They had no intent on stealing anything. They were just looking for me. Unfortunately, that's where the trail ends. The guy came and left with no other traces. I don't think I'd even be able to sleep at night if not for Gracie watching my back. I'm a 25-year-old female. It was a couple weeks before Christmas. I lived in a small apartment in the city, but worked at an office further out in the suburbs. My shifts were all over the place, sometimes being early mornings and sometimes being late nights. This was one of those later nights where I got out at 11. I was the last to leave the office, so I locked up, then walked out into the snow to my car. I guess it had been snowing for a while, because there was about an inch or so on the ground. I wiped off my windshield, then let my car heat up and began the long drive home. I drove slowly, as the roads weren't plowed yet, so there was still a good amount of snow on them. A couple times my car lost traction, just for a split second, sending me into a mini panic, before it would jerk back under control. It was a constant balance of trying to drive slow and carefully, but also not so slow that it would take 2 hours to get home. Only 20 minutes into it, my car lost traction again and just wouldn't stop sliding. I slid into a snowbank on the side of the road, slightly angled downward into a ditch. It actually happened very slowly, enough that I don't think there was any damage, but there was no way out. I threw my hat back on and stepped out. My car had basically sunk into this ditch and was covered in snow almost up to the doors. I put my face in my hands, just frustrated at the inconvenience. I knew I was going to have to call for roadside assistance, but before I got back in my car, some headlights came down the road, slowing down and stopping right next to me. It was a regular-looking silver truck. They rolled down the window.
You need any help? I can tow you out, if you need it. Yeah, that would be great. I'd really appreciate it.
It was hard to pass up on saving on a $200 towing fee, and possibly waiting for hours. He said to give him 5 minutes to get his tow hitch from his garage, then he quickly drove off. Nearly freezing already, I got back in my car. I wasn't expecting them to have to go back home to get what they needed when they offered to help me. It seemed like a bit of an inconvenience just to help some random person. From our short interaction though, it was hard to tell if I could trust them or not. Maybe they weren't even going to come back at all, or they were going to come back, but not to help me. I think the longer I sat there and waited, the more unsure I felt. Should I call roadside assistance, just in case? I feel like I really put myself in a bad position. I jumped back in my seat, startled by loud knocking on the side window. There was someone standing out there, staring in at me. It was a man with two thick jackets on and a scarf covering most of his face. I cracked the window down, assuming he was wanting to help me as well, but he didn't say anything. He just looked at me. From the bit of his face showing, his skin was very pale, like he'd been out in the cold for a while.
I'm okay. I've got help on the way. They should be here any minute. Thank you, though.
I said, trying to get him to leave me alone. He still didn't acknowledge me. I honestly wasn't too sure on what to do, until I heard a click. He tried to open the door. It took me a moment to realize that that's what I heard, and before I could react and roll up the window, he stuck his arm through the crack and unlatched the lock. I tried to grab the door, but he swung it open and leaned into the car. I tried pushing and kicking, but the guy was way bigger than me, pretty much just grabbing my arms and dragging me across the front seat and out into the snow. I was doing everything I could to wrestle my way out of his grip, but he slowly was forcing me further away from the road and into the woods. Just as I was running out of fight in me, headlights lit up the entire area, blinding both of us. A man yelled from the road and scared the guy away from me. He ran straight into the woods, fading away in the dark. I was dizzy and trying to catch my breath, but the man helped me up and back to the road, giving me his jacket to keep me warm. It was then that I saw his silver truck. It was the man who'd offered to help me. The rest of that night felt like a blur, but I know he called the police for me and gave his witness statement. I really don't know what would have happened if he hadn't gone out of his way to help me. I probably wouldn't even be here right now to tell my side of the story.